you know, it all soul winning goes back to wisdom. Because he that wins souls is wise.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
And he was, man, he'd say anything. But he had a serious side. And whenever he would have, in his serious mode, the Lord would give me what to say. And he ended up getting saved. But you have to wait. Sometimes you can't, if somebody's frustrated or if they're going through a problem, you have to handle it the way God revealed to you now, you know. And never stop loving them. That, no matter what they do, love them anyway.
That's
and
right.
it, all
That's
that can. Yeah. And it's, but in the sinful mode, they ain't learning nothing.
They won't receive it.
They can't comprehend.
And you know, the Lord can give you all this knowledge and understanding. And the person you can be sitting next to at work or wherever, you know they need it. But how do you give it to them? I say, Lord, I want to share the things that you're giving me. But when you do it, when you say it, when the Lord opened that door for you, it works. Because you're speaking to their heart. You know that Jesus said, everybody, all those of the truth will hear my words. And they'll. So people can be sinners, and they can have a love for the truth. If they got a love for the truth, and they hear the word of God, that word will get in there and form faith in them. We speak words of life, and they can come back. You know, and over time, hopefully they'll receive. They won't extinguish it. They'll let it grow. But you know. With God, all things are possible. sometimes you meet people, they have a kindness about them, and you say, Lord, whatever you do, if you can save that person, and you know, and he, if you yield to him, he has something to work with. He can work through you. But it's all about love. I think I stopped around verse 7. We was dealing with predestination,
mm-hmm.
and. You know, that's an importance of it. But, you know, I just look at the Lord knows everybody in real time. He knows what they are, what will happen if the right person say the right thing at the right time. And I believe he uses that knowledge to his advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it through. If we can cooperate with him, it'll happen more so. in ministering to people, I want to, If the Lord can cause me to say what's necessary, just like Paul said in chapter 14, covet the prophecy instead of speaking in tongues at church, you know, covet the prophecy more than showing off, like they were doing, then people will be convicted of their sins and get saved. Well, the Lord is wise. He knows how to say things to people. And so through that, you know, he can work with us. Verse 6 says, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So if he abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, there's a lot of things that we're capable of that we may not be aware of. Because, you know, the wisdom of God is available. And he gave it to us.
He said, if any man lack wisdom,
let him ask.
Let him ask of God that gives to all men
liberally.
Does not correct you.
Yeah.
Because you ask for wisdom.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Thurston, can I make an announcement? Don't forget that we're giving Mary's birthday money since she's not going to be here next week. She's on her birthday. Whatever she goes on. And I will give it to her the following week. If you haven't given, I'm just reminding you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Several people's already given.
So we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Yeah.
wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. That's where I watch him, and then I try to do what I see the Lord do. This is how I watch him. If he give me a thought, or like when I first got called to the ministry, I didn't want to do it. I tried to talk my way out of it, and that didn't work. And just like most people will, you know, I couldn't see myself preaching because I didn't know what to do, and it bothered me. I said, this is too important. I know I don't know what to do. But when the Lord gave me my first sermon, I said, well, I can say that. And then I started watching how he addressed people. Now, people address people traditionally, but every time I say, I don't know what I'm doing. I said, so when he gave me a message, I preached that message. And I watched to see how he gave, you know, what he gave through me to others. And I started getting to know the Lord that way. I started learning. That's how I learned to follow him. Because I didn't want to make mistakes that I didn't have to make. If I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. And if I'm going to do it right, I can't. So I'm going to have to watch him. So if in all things, I always watch how the Lord would say things. And then in that time in 1988, he gave me wisdom for my business. And I said, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. I made a lot of mistakes because I didn't know. I forgot what it was, because what he said afterwards just made up. Now, I incorporated whatever that wisdom was in the business, and I still use it. But what he said after that, he said, how come you didn't tell me that a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own understanding, he can't learn the ways of the Father. Right. So I thought this, what else am I missing out? Yeah. So sometimes when I knew what to do or thought I knew, I would ask him anyway just to see what he'd say. And sometimes, a lot of times, I saw things with greater insight when he answered. And I said, man, every time he answers you something or makes something plain to you, he say it in a way you can understand it and receive. And it makes so much sense, you wonder why you didn't see it before. But you couldn't. So I started paying more attention to what he had to say than what I thought and what others thought. But when people speak under the Holy Spirit, they're right. And I appreciate when people speak under the anointing and by the guidance of God. They say the most astounding things, and I don't forget it. I say, that's correct. That's right. And it happens because God loves people and people love God. That's all it takes. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to love God. And you can. And if you're a genius, that's just better. I mean, you see, anybody can do this because unto whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So he abounds us to us that way. I didn't know this verse back then, but it, you know, this is what happened. I asked the Lord for wisdom, and when he would answer me, it made the difference. He said, having known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. And the mystery of his will starts to unfold through this kind of dialogue. You start understanding things and seeing things. You know, understanding is something that a lot of people didn't have throughout the Word of God. There were very few people that even wrote the Word of God that had understanding. A lot of the prophets were not clear on everything they were prophesying about, but they prophesied, and they were looking for it, to the point that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, blessed are you. You hear things that they wanted to hear and didn't know. And so it is. We're preaching the word that they wrote, and we have the understanding with it. The mystery of Christ, That was a big mystery. I don't know how much Isaiah understood and Jeremiah understood and others, Joel. But what they prophesied was a huge mystery. But they believed it, and they knew it was important. But we see it, and we're operating in it. And having made known unto us the mystery of his will. The Lord does the same thing, the Word of God does the same thing that the Father does. And it's written in a way to where it gives grace to those that love God, and it resists the proud at the same time. Every scripture does it. I think it's safe to say every scripture gives grace to those that love God and resistance to those that hate him. And so to people that just love God, it's revealed. And that's the wisdom of God, because they love God, they're not dangerous. But in those days, the Lord had to keep it sealed against his enemies. And then he would reveal it to those that would receive it. He told Daniel to seal the book. So that means that Daniel understood more than he wrote, because he told Daniel to seal what he saw, and he sealed it. And then in Revelation, he told John the same thing. He said, seal that. he knew something that we don't know, and the Lord told him to seal it, and it'll be revealed at the right time to the right people. But I never underestimate what God can do through even the least of his people. If they love God, they can learn from him, and they can do a mighty work at the right time. He said, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So Charles Capps used to say that some prophecies are time, they're released by time. At the right time, things are going to be revealed that were already there. People read over it, tried to figure it out, couldn't figure it out. But at the right time, that knowledge would be unsealed to them. And Daniel chapter 11, I really won't. I tried to unseal it, but I trust it. That's all I can do with that. Some of it I could see, but most of it is not. I just couldn't see unseal it yet. But at the right time, I'm sure, the Lord will reveal it. And, verse 11. In whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. I think this predestination is more so about the wisdom that we operate in. He may predestine us to do certain things, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Some things that we do, we were predestined to do it. Some works, he may have said, Brother Horton's going to do this, and Brother Thurston's going to do this. And we cooperate by faith, and we get to the point he can do those things. All right, we're about out of time. With verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. We'll stop there. And that's what, the Lord, he thinks of everything. What he gives you to do, what he gives you to say, who you're speaking to. When he sanctions something, it's going to work. And it may not look like it's going to work, but he told me years ago, he said, when I speak to people, I'm speaking to their heart. And when that, because he's foundational, when the word gets in their heart, then they get to a point that they can believe it and speak it. It'll become faith in them. And then they become whatever God was after, that it works. But not in one day. Over time, it works. And so, and sometimes, at the right time, it works in one day. But I thank God for his wisdom. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all those that love you, that speak your word, that stay in the faith. Help us to go forward in you doing all that you would have us to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.